Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
And when I think of inflation, I think of like, how does the average person's life change because of spending? So if we go to like some third world country or, you know, developing country where the inflation goes up 10,000% and they can't buy anything, I'm like, yeah, that's harsh, right? Or you think of like a Venezuela where it's like there's no food because of inflation, you know, because of, you know, government, you know, imploding and what comes from that instability. Like that is an extreme example of inflation of, you know, effectively depreciating your currency, not making it where you can buy the stuff you normally can buy. So just without getting into the nitty gritty, that's how I think of inflation. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, and business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about inflation. As we're all seeing, these inflation numbers are coming out. They're scaring the hell out of everybody. We had some huge inflation numbers last week that came out in the markets, been rocking the markets. My stock portfolio is not doing what I wish it would do. As many of you are probably feeling the same way as I am. And, you know, what I wanted to bring up was, look, first of all, in The Greatness Machine, you know, we like to bring a lot of guests on that have done some, you know, amazing things in the world despite the odds. Sometimes they've gone through some really big hardship. Sometimes they've just, you know, created some amazingness. But I also, as many of you who listen to the show know, you know, I'm kind of a econ nerd. I love to kind of geek out on the economy. I follow the markets aggressively every day, all day long. My former business was a finance company, so we were constantly having to, you know, watch the markets as we sold financial instruments to the bond through the bond market. So I've always been someone that's paid attention to the markets aggressively. And so I have been hearing a lot of rhetoric around this idea that, oh, those aren't the real numbers for inflation. And a lot of, you know, some people are that with their, it's almost like they're literalists. And so I before I criticize their analysis of inflation, it just got me wondering, you know, my number four or four strength, number five strength, and strength finder is learner. So when I hear something, I go, oh, well, what is it then? Right. And so we're seeing these numbers, you know, inflation 8.3, 8.6%. And then I hear people go, oh, no, it's really more like 20%. I'm like, really? Well, where are they getting those numbers from? Like, oh, they've changed the calculation, you know, again. And there could be some, you know, nefarious activity from the government. I'm not a huge truster of the government, but at the same time, I do like to do my homework, right? And I want to understand both sides of the conversation. And I have a lot of friends who are, you know, pretty anti-big government. They're very suspect of the government's behavior. And not to say the government doesn't give us some reason for that sometimes, but I'm more of a moderate person where I'm like, okay, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But when I hear people say, that's not, inflation's really like 20%. Oh, have you seen the price of commodities? And what I'm finding is that they're cherry picking data. And so I went and started doing some research on this because I was just curious, if are we really at 8.3, 8.6% inflation? Or is it really 20%? Are they right? And I'm just totally blind to how we're calculating it? Because I've heard, and you may have heard this, that CPI, Consumer Price Index, is one of the ways we calculate inflation is, oh, well, they changed the basket of goods, right? So I went out and I did a little bit of research on this. And I just wanted to share this with the audience because I think it's important that we at least be educated when we hear stuff to know whether it's true or not. And really, there's been two major changes, one in 1983 and one in 1999, that have affected the Consumer Price Index. And so, the way I think about it is forget about what I'm about to say or forget about those two changes for a split second. Like, when you yourself as a human being think about inflation, you're like, well, inflation is what it costs me to live, like to go do stuff and to maintain a lifestyle I'm accustomed to. That's how I think of inflation. And, you know, more or less. And when I think of inflation, I think of like, how does the average person's life change because of spending? So if we go to like some third world country or, you know, developing country where the inflation goes up 10,000% and they can't buy anything, I'm like, yeah, that's harsh, right? Or you think of like a Venezuela where it's like there's no food because of inflation, you know, because of, you know, government, you know, imploding and what comes from that instability. Like, that is an extreme example of inflation of, you know, effectively depreciating your currency, not making it where you can buy the stuff you normally can buy. So just without getting into the nitty gritty, that's how I think of inflation. And ironically enough, I'm pretty sure a lot of the economists out there think of it the same way. So, you know, I was doing some research on this, and you know, Alan Detmeister, who was formerly the head of prices and wages at the Federal Reserve, put it like this. He said, it's what inflation measures is it's trying to get what your out-of-pocket expenses are. Again, like, what does it cost me to just go do stuff, right? To do what I normally would do, right? More or less. And the two biggest changes that have been made, and this is why I'm not against this, is, you know, the inflation calculation is really, it's a number that is moving around as we're getting more data. And it's an optimization of the formula. So
shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklyn, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius.
I don't like when people make blanket statements like, have you seen the price of commodities? Yeah, gas is going through the roof, no question. But that's not the only thing that we look at. Yes, it affects other goods, but it's still being calculated in a lot of these in the CPI that we're looking at. So what we're looking at is the two biggest changes that have affected in the inflation calculations are this. Number one is in 1983, the government switched from using home prices, which included mortgage payments and maintenance costs, to using rental prices to gauge the cost of housing. So basically what they said was, hey, look, like the cost of a house could go up because the cost of, let's say, debt gets cheaper, right? But the answer really is what they call an owner's equivalent rent. So how much their house would cost if they to rent if they did not own it. Again, I'm using a house. And a home is also perceived to be an investment, right? So house prices can appreciate and you could eventually sell and get a profit. You know, that's not, that has nothing to do with consumption, right? That there's no utility in that. That's your 401k going up in value, has nothing to do with consumption.
Hey gang, Darius Mashaza here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. So listen, I know we have a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners out there that listen to the show. And right now, if you're one of those folks and you're doing, let's call it a bare minimum of seven figures and above in your business, then what I'd like to do is give you an offer right now. How would you like to get your hands on the frameworks that I actually used to scale my last company, which started off as a small little seven-figure company, to over $100 million in annual revenue? And I did it in less than 2 years, and I did it without costly growing pains, without the headaches that you usually experience when you are scaling your business. So if you're one of those folks and you're trying to grow your company, but you're finding yourself stuck in that day-to-day, if you're one of the listeners and you're getting grinded, this is your respite from getting grinded on in your business, you're listening to our show, and you're dealing with the breakdowns, you're dealing with inefficiencies, and you know, you've got that firefighter suit on and all the problems lining on your desk, and you're not doing the work you're supposed to be doing, which is working on the business instead of in it, then what I'm about to talk to you about for the next, call it 60 seconds, this is precisely for you. Real quickly, though, if you don't already know this about me, prior to starting The Greatness Machine, I spent 20 years of my life as a founder and CEO of real-world companies. And during that time, I actually grew my companies to over $1.2 billion with a B in bootstrap revenue. In fact, we scaled my last company from 30 to 1,000 employees, and we did it in just 36 months. And we did it all by using a three-step framework that I call my Scale Map Method. So that, of course, brings us to the purpose of this here mid-roll ad. Yes, this is what the podcast producers call these things. Recently, I created a 30-minute training, and what it does is it walks you step-by-step through all of my Scale Map Method frameworks, and you can watch it right now for free when you go to dariusscale.com. That's my first name, Darius, scale, S-C-A-L-E.com. And what these frameworks do is they fix, they simplify, and they streamline every single aspect of your business. And they do it without the need for complicated scaling systems that are typically way too difficult and way too time consuming for a busy CEO like you and like myself was to implement. So if you want a simple and you want a proven path to remove yourself from the day-to-day operations, just like I did, so that you can do what you're supposed to be doing, which is leading your company to record growth without the headaches and without the growing pains, go to dariusscale.com. That's www.dariusscale.com. Watch the short video, and I'll see you guys on the inside. Now, back to the show.
Consumption is, I live in a box with four walls, and I sleep there, and it keeps me warm at night, right? So the fact that they switched from a one method to a more optimized method, does that make, I guess, negate that our inflation calculations are wrong? I don't see it that way. And I come from the housing space. I look down and go, look, the purpose of housing is not to be an investment. The purpose, it is nice that it's an investment, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose of housing, if you asked a caveman, would be like to stay outside, to be inside instead of outside, right? So if I can go and rent the equivalent house, but it costs me less, then why would I use the mortgage calculation? I should use the rent calculation because that puts into perspective what the utility value of that house is. So I looked at that and said, that makes sense. And there's a couple different, you know, economists. One was Omer Sharif, founder of the research firm Inflation Insights. He says, look, if you went back to the other way, it would bump inflation by 1.25%. A couple other critics say it may be as much as 3.5%. So does that then raise the, you know, rate of inflation from, you know, 8.3, 8.5, 8.6% up to 10% or 12%? Yeah. But again, we're not looking at it from a utility standpoint, which is, again, what's the purpose of a house? It's what does it cost me to have shelter, right? Not what does it cost me to have shelter plus my investment? That doesn't make sense. And so I saw that and I said, look, that makes sense to me. And I get why you would do that. And yes, it maybe shaves off a couple percentage points, but should I be, you know, bumping up people's cost of living adjustments, let's say through Social Security or through, you know, government employees because it costs them more to own an investment? I don't think that makes sense. I think it should be based off of what does it cost them to shelter themselves? Because that's really what we're trying to accomplish when we are taking care of society. It's not about making sure they can make the best investments. Yes, there's elements of that that has nothing to do with what we're trying to protect against when we're watching out for inflation. So that's the one of the, if not the biggest, one of the biggest changes that has happened. The second, the number two change is what economists call swap expenses. So economists says that I can swap an swap an expensive product for cheaper ones. And so again, what am I trying to accomplish? Well, let's say the price of Wagyu beef goes up by 300%, but I'm just going to go eat chicken. Does that mean that inflation's out of control? Yeah, for Wagyu beef it is. But the reality is I'm still eating food and I'm still eating pretty good food. Or if I go from, let's say, steak to ground beef. So it's this idea that as expenses go up, we swap, we change our behaviors, right? You may notice this sometimes, let's say, we may even see this with gasoline sometimes where I'll go to a cheaper gas station when the price goes up. That's a substitution, right? That's a swap of a more expensive product for a cheaper one. Or when I go buy a car, I'm not going to buy the same expensive luxury car. I'll buy a cheaper car. Did I lose my ability to drive a car because of inflation? No, I'm just buying a less expensive car. So they once collected economists for the CPI basket. They would collect a basket of items like eggs, milk, shampoo, and then they just tracked those over, you know, 20 years, and they rarely changed that basket. But that measure, it got criticized, and it started overestimating inflation because that becomes dynamic once you look at substitution and say, well, I don't use this shampoo anymore. I use a different shampoo, or I'm not going to eat, you know, steak, I'm going to eat chicken instead. And chicken's not in the basket of goods, but steak is. So the substitution effect, right, that what that does is that allows for more dynamic analysis of inflation. And the reality is once we factor in substitution, it doesn't make that big of a difference. It's about a 0.2% is what economists are saying. So those are the two biggest changes that have been made. That one was in 1999 with the, you know, economist swapping of expensive items for cheaper ones, and us looking at rents instead of mortgages. And outside of that, you know, there's some other small changes, I'm sure, but those were the two biggest ones I found. And when I started looking at that, I was like, look, those make sense. Like, I'm a practical person. And at least I consider myself to be a practical person. And when I looked at this from a practical, you know, I mean, if you disagree with this, shoot me an email, Darius@TheRealDarius, or put some comments in the video here. But like, how does that not, you, please tell me how that does not make sense. Because I looked at that and said, look, the purpose of measuring inflation is what does it cost for my out-of-pocket expense for me to eat, put shelter, and get to where I need to get to, take care of my health, all these things, right? And what, you know, am I going to go to, let's use another example for a substitution of an expensive. Let's say the price of the best doctors in the world goes up 1,000%, am I going to go to them or just go to like a less good of doctor? I'm probably going to go to a less good of doctor. Do I lose medical care? Yes, I might lose the best medical care, but I still get decent medical care. So again, this is more of a dynamic model. And the way I look at everything is, as we grow, as we get more data, we have the ability to make better choices with better data. And would I expect that we would not change an inflation index or the measurement of inflation as we start to figure out what habits people have and what they're really doing to live? Now, would it be ideal to say that more expensive things don't get more expensive and we don't have to substitute and I can have that you know, higher quality life? Yeah, you know, it obviously that's from a lifestyle perspective, that's a better opportunity. But in reality, society still is being fed, they still have shelter. And when we measure what the cost of that is in these different ways, their life's not changing that much. Their behavior might be changing. They may not be buying a home, they might be renting a home. You know, they may not be eating steak, they might be eating chicken. If their dollar goes just as far, have we really had true inflation? And the answer is, in my opinion, no. They're still eating similarly, and they still have a shelter. So now, for the rich, maybe their life's more expensive, or it's the people with more money, and that's on them. But if when we look at this as in a general standpoint, people still have the same out-of-pocket expenses. They're just substituting their behavior. So I looked at that and said, that makes sense to me. But I thought I'd share that with you all. You know, I've been hearing some talk from people that are like, oh, inflation's 20%. And I think that that's a very, you know, two-dimensional way of looking at this. And we're not really thinking about what does inflation really mean? And it's not just, oh, we only measure this one thing and it costs more now, or we only measure this 1,000 things and they cost more now. It's what is the behavior associated with those things costing more now as well. And when we look at that, from my standpoint, these inflation numbers seem fairly legit. So, you know, I could be wrong. I'll go do more research. If I figure out more stuff, I'll share it with you. But those are the two big things that I saw that have affected inflation. And that's where you're hearing it from me now. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you all. Have a great one. And looking forward to sharing more thoughts with you on the Greatness Machine. Peace out. We love you.
You are listening to the Greatness Machine. And that's a wrap for today. Listen. If you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one.
Hey there. What's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their fields. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice, into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.